Mr. So, regarding statelessness within the Roma community in particular, but also in general regarding statelessness and access to Greek citizenship. So, without further ado, I should state that acquisition of Greek citizenship does not discriminate whatsoever with regard to ethnic origin, race, gender, etc. Hence, children born to Greek Roma acquire ex lege Greek citizenship by birth, equally to everybody born to Greek parents. Concerning stateless Roma now, born in Greece, statelessness may occur due to lack of birth registration, as already noted, when birth, especially in the past, did not take place in maternity hospital and the birth has not been referred to the competent registry. Additionally, then, to the issuing of a birth certificate upon judicial decision, in order to deal with evidential or in general documentation thresholds, the registration of birth in case of pregnant mothers lacking identification documents while in labor in a maternity hospital has been enabled for free by domestic law since 2018. The procedure is provided by the hospital in a mandatory manner, automatically, and takes place upon self-declaration of the identity of the woman in labor while taking under consideration any existing document that may provide safe as possible information on her identity. Registration of birth to the competent local registry takes place then upon responsibility of the maternity hospital, and herein establishes the legal and biological affiliation of the child to the mother. Concerning stateless Roma now, and each and any stateless person or a person of non-determined citizenship, regardless of their ethnic origin, who are born in Greece, they acquire Greek citizenship by birth, based on the principle of jus soli. The provision applies equally to all who may not acquire their parents' citizenship by birth because of various restrictions in the prospective or in the respective national law, or because they are born to unknown parents, especially emphasis is given to foundlings and de facto stateless persons, or even born to parents of unknown citizenship. Besides actually preventing statelessness, Greek citizenship code takes into further consideration thresholds that may arise in the naturalization procedure due to statelessness by placing in force criteria addressing in particularly and in a concrete manner the situation of stateless persons in terms of documentation. Thus, proof of identity may be grounded on travel and any travel documentation actually issued after decision granting the status of international protection by virtue of unknown citizenship, but also the same applies to persons being recognized as refugees or persons of subsidiary protection. Because of these statutes, they benefit then from positive measures on citizenship requirements to be met, such as a minimum of 3 years permanent residence instead of 7 years generally applying, and a lower fee of €100 instead of 550. Likewise, stateless children, as officially determined by virtue of the documentation described above, enjoy a right to Greek citizenship even if not born in Greece, if they reside permanently in Greece and have attended successfully 6 or 9 years of Greek schooling. Last but not least, since 2020, a development under the Greek Citizenship Code, the Ministry of Interior may decide on case of doubts on statelessness of an individual while applying for Greek citizenship upon consent of the Council of Citizenship of the same ministry. Finally, regarding the ratification of the 1961 Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness, this may be examined within the context of the Greek Citizenship Code that already prevents, actually since 1855, de jure statelessness, encourages dual citizenship, and has removed in practice provisions on ex lege loss of citizenship. I should stop now, actually have finished, and pass to my colleague from the Ministry of Migration to keep on. Thank you.
I will continue with paragraph 22 with regard to the question raised by Mrs. Donters on the NGO's requirements for the registration.